Blog Talk Radio.
Here with you for the next 3 hours. We hope you stick and stay. Good morning, Leanne. Good morning, Mr. Dennis. Good morning to all listeners to this.
Good morning. Good episode. Morning. Pleasant. Good morning to you. Morning, Dennis. Morning. Looks like Phil is on the line with us too.
Good morning.
No, that's not Phil. That's my home number.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I've heard from Murchis this morning. Usually she has to up off and running for her morning tour. But nonetheless, we'll be here. We'll probably get in touch with her before she take off so that we can lend her voice out. So I know it's very early for you, Dennis, in the morning. And as usual, you're resting and listening to the show. Welcome.
Thank you. Good morning, all. And I'm looking forward to the Catch of the Morning episode of the Cricket Show.
Yes, okay. Well, without any further ado, we'll summon Liam to put his robe on and he'll give the show its blessings. So, Liam, all you.
Yeah, can you hear me quite well? Are you here, folks hearing me?
Yeah, I'm hearing you quite well, yes.
Make sure that I come through loud and clear. Good morning, all.
Hearing you quite well.
And yes, indeed. Pleasant good morning to all you wonderful listeners around the world. I just want to just give the show its blessings. Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you this morning. We thank you for all that you have done for us. We pray you let the show go on without any interruption. Thank you for all the help you have given over the years and trust that you will just continue to open the hearts of the ones who make it possible for us to have this show each and every week to come through once again this year. We pray especially for the ones or loved ones who are sick, namely my dear wife Eunice, my brother Dr. Lashley and his dear daughter Lisa, Connie Whitley, Ellie Matt, Everett Carter, Oliver Solomon, Murchis Nesbitt, El Camino Willett, Wentworth Francis, Dennis Kelman, Isil McCornelius, Lawson Otto, Joseph Gunchuk, Willis and Mona Daniel, and of course we also pray for Fillmore Hallback and Dr. Roger Brown as well as Earl Stevens. And all the others who have not expressed their concerns, Lord, we just pray that you may just touch their bodies, heal them from the bottom of the feet to the top of their heads, and bring them back to themselves again so they can continue to do the work you set them here to do. We're grateful, Lord, for all the help we have gotten. And we thank you for allowing us to be on the show for this time, over 11 years and going on. We pray you will make this show go on without any interruptions. In your precious name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Well, folks, you know, we are usually here on a Saturday morning. It's afternoon, evening, night, somewhere. But whatever you're doing, we're happy that you can grace us with your presence. And as usual, if you're not hearing us live, you'll be able to pick it up in the archives. Well, we're going to have a packed show for you this morning. And of course, we're going to have our inspirational portion for the first hour. And then Lynn is going to change his attire. He's going to put his sporting gears on, and he'll give you the international and regional sports taken place and what's to come, because World Cup is just around the corner. We'll have that in brief, because tomorrow is the big day when we're going to have you from 6 until 9 in the p.m. Of course, Dennis will bring us up to speed with the minor leagues and the playoff. We're going to have that in brief also, because tomorrow, again, we're going to have some results for you in those matches. David should come a-calling with what's happening on the home front here in South Florida. And, of course, you two can be a part of the conversation. 515-605-9850. Well, of course, we will have birthdays, anniversaries, and events that would have taken place on this date, 2nd October. And that's going to be compliment Audley Watson, and I'm sure Cardinal Mills will have that on hand to tell the world. Then after that, of course, we're going to have some topics that we want to talk about. We promised last week to speak about the Haitians that have been mistreated. And not only the Haitians, you know, because we still have other persons from Venezuela, El Salvador, and all those places. But most of the Haitians, we'll talk about that. We promise you will do that. And we also promise to speak about that $70 million that's a shame. No, well, individually, the employees would have received at least $70 million. $70,000. $70,000 annually. So we'll talk about that. And we'll have other topics to speak about too. But those are going to be our two main topics. Dennis, maybe you have something to bring to the fore coming in from California. You can say that now.
Well, what I can tell you that it's now a cool 55 degrees out here. We are getting the fires under control. It's not all out yet, but they're getting under control. Current temperatures, 55 degrees, very cool, and it'll warm up to maybe 80-odd, and that will be a nice, pleasant day for us out here on the West Coast. So looking forward to enjoying that right now. And then I can get rid of my jammies and go surfing.
Okay, there you have it. All in the day's work. Well, as usual, the folks want to hear about the First Lady and her week and Liam's activity as well before we get going. So, Liam, it's for you to give your stewardship on television. Good morning. Liam,
are you hearing me?
We're hearing you now.
Yes, okay. Well, all is well. Nothing new to report. Had a great week. Could be worse, you know, but I'm grateful for small mercies. We didn't have a rain this week, per se, so I had to put on a sprinkler to get some moisture to the roots of those plants. But all is well. Nothing really to complain about. I'm grateful for small mercies.
Okay, so the First Lady, how is she keeping up?
Yeah, she is all right. She's all right. I'm just doing some things for her now, but she's all right. No, nothing worse, nothing better. But we're thankful for her presence here with us. I'll introduce another book of the Bible, hopefully.
Yeah, I'm going to try to see if I get Marjorie to say her good morning before she take off. I know she's going to be doing her studies or what have you.
Somebody's
calling. Giving her ting-a-ling-a-ling here. Let's see if she answers.
You have the. You're coming through.
Yeah, no, well, it just happened. I don't know why.
Mean the phone is coming through. That's what I meant.
Yeah, I can hear it. Yes. Okay. Marches is not picking up, but let's hope that she's okay. I'll go ahead and check my text to ensure that. Marches, I'm going to stop you now. No. Somebody's feeding back in there.
Both phones are unused.
That was coming from Liam. Okay, hope that you're hearing me loud and clear.
Yes, I'm hearing you.
Yeah, you can. You hearing me, Dennis?
Yes, I'm certainly hearing you. Yes, loud and clear.
Okay, good. Okay. I think we solved that here. Liam had two things on close together there, so. That's what happening there. No, we don't need that from you, from Zion National Park. All right, well, we want to apologize for that little hiccup there, folks. We had two things feeding into each other there, but I think we got it rectified. The 850 number there, but it's all good now. Well, where do we start here, folks? We have to get our inspirational portion going here. So let us see. I have Sanchez lined up here. Maybe he can do a thing for us. Let's see. Mr. Sanchez, where are you?
You find myself.
I must tell Jesus. You too can tell Jesus. Take all of your sorrows, take all of your stories to him, and he will take care of the rest.
Yeah.
I want to say good morning to you, Leonard, down there in Thinkit. I think Phil is online as well. We'll get in touch with him a little later.
When you get a chance, I'd like to do the introduce another Bible, book of the Bible.
Yeah, we'll get to that, Lynn. Yes, yes.
And the line for Murchis is on. The check mark for the call to Murchis was not on for the phone. That's why it was coming through.
Okay.
He has held me and kept me so long. the Savior, that wonderful trainer. How sweet the name, the name so mighty, above all, I just love it.
Had it not been for Jesus, where would this world be today? So folks, stand by. At the bottom of the hour, we're going to have Liam coming on in to get a verse from the Bible that would inspire you for the rest of the day and the month. We just want to welcome October. September's done and dusted. But nonetheless, we continue with the year.
Keep the faith, there is hope. Don't give up, you'll make it. Keep praying, God listening. I can assure you, He, God will care. Life isn't easy, I know. It gets much harder, be said. Keep praying, God listening. He'll
we've got
see, my God is real.
Yeah.
What he's done for you, he will done, he'll do for me. I want to say good morning again to all the folks out there in radio and internet land. I want to say welcome to October. We are into the inspirational portion, so we hope that you stick and stay for the duration of the entire show. But we go to the top of the hour, and we try to inspire you. Right now we're doing it the Sanchez way, that gospel singer out of Jamaica. So let's see what he has lined up for us. Don't forget, 9:30, we're going to have Liam coming in to give us some scriptures.
Thank you.
Oh, glory, oh, glory, glory, glory to the newborn king. And right about now, we are going to have Leon. He's going to give us a Bible verse. So, Leon, come on down.
Yes, yes, indeed, indeed. Thank you so much. Thank you so much again, Ivor, for giving me the opportunity to just introduce the folks out there in Radio Land to another book of the Bible. Last week we talked about the first book of Samuel. Today we'll continue with the second book of Samuel. And this book continues with the story of the beginning of Israel's kingdom. It starts with Saul's death. Remember Saul? He was appointed by the former king and he died. Then it describes David's 40 years reign. Remember David, or folks meant David. Some of the best known stories are captured in Jerusalem. David's great sin with Bathsheba, and of course Absalom's rebellion. So David's reign for 40 years and the beginning of Israel's kingdom, and of course the story of the death of Saul. And it's a wonderful thing to just go through the books of the Bible, and you can just going to give you a brief outline. That is what it's all about, tell you about the book of Samuel, the second Samuel. And that's my Bible verse for today, or Bible reading for today. Back to you.
Yes, I know the folks would have said amen, but we're going to have Dennis is going to summarize all of that for us. And then we'll get back into our musical interlude. So Dennis, you would have heard the second book of Samuel there. And we're speaking of the Bible. We're not speaking of Samuel Plummer. We're not speaking of Marlon Samuels. Listen then, give your take.
Well, if Phil is there, you know, Phil, a Bible scholar, we probably wanted to elaborate a little more. Phil is there.
Yeah, we'll get Dennis to have his say amen first. And then
amen. I say amen to that, and I concur with Leon. Phil is the man for you.
Yes. So, Phil, good morning. Good morning,
God
Phil.
Jesus, good morning, everyone.
Morning,
good morning, Lynette, ladies first. And good morning, is that Ivor?
Yes.
And
yes.
Dennis from
yes.
California.
Yes.
And Leon Francis, the inevitable Leon Francis.
You got to break that word down for us. You know, we went to teach the merge school.
Inimitable. Mito, mitare, mitati, mitatum. Change. To change. He cannot be imitated. He cannot be changed.
Right.
Cannot
right.
Be
no, I know. No, I know.
Yes. He's saying you cannot be duplicated, Leon.
No, cannot be duplicated at all. He's a great leader. I think the Antigua government should give him an honor.
Don't you
name some?
Yeah. That is on the horizon, Phil. So you know, I think.
So don't you know? I'm honored already, Phil. Don't you know that?
Yeah.
I was born. No one has ever born closer to the church than I was.
Why?
No one
well,
has ever less than 20 feet away from a church.
Which church is that?
Well,
we,
that's
which,
another story.
Which,
have no time for that today.
No time for that. All right.
No, we gotta tell us about the book of
yes.
Samuel, the second book of Samuel.
Yes, I was going to
yeah.
get off to that. Phil, give us your
yeah.
take on the book of Samuel, 7.
Yeah, what verses did he comment on? Because
no,
Samuel,
I didn't comment on. I just talk about
David's lament
with
for Saul and Jonathan.
No,
the
David,
book of 2 Samuel.
David. Well, no, talking about the reign, the kingdom, the beginning of the kingdom of Israel, the death of Saul.
Mm-hmm.
And he went on to talk about David's 40 years rule as the leader.
Yeah.
And then
yeah.
his big sin, his great sin with
Bathsheba. Yeah.
And then Absalom's and his son Absalom's rebellion.
Kill him.
That's what it was. Yes, they kill him when he is tied up into a tree, right?
And yes.
A slave.
Yes.
Okay. Yes. So that's what we are talking about, the book, second book of Samuel.
Can I put in something here?
Yes.
Now, the David, the kingdom of Israel, began with Abraham. You know,
obviously.
Mm-hmm. He was blessed. And his blessing has been spread throughout all the earth. We are blessed people because of Abraham's commitment to God. He was a friend of God. He called himself a friend of God, and God approved of that. And I don't know the dimensions of Israel, but Palestine, the Palestinians, are living on part of Israel that was given to Abraham. I have to check my map and see how large Israel as it is the size of Jamaica, you know? Is the size of Jamaica. Now, a lot of people don't know that David was a musician as well. And most of his psalms are dedicated to the director of music. Huh? Music played an important part in David's life. As a matter of fact, King David used to try to pacify Saul when he went mad for not conquering the Amalekites, something. And he took the spoils and brought home some of the spoils. God said, what is the bleating I hear of these sheep that you've brought from the foreigners? Huh? Yes. And Saul went to a soothsayer. I forget her name. He went to a soothsayer to see if he could get back the Holy Spirit. But he was not penitent. Therefore, the Lord had nothing to do with him. He's not like the Saul of the New Testament, who after he killed so many people for serving God, was named Paul.
Yes.
And he was commissioned by God on the top of a house roof. He said, slay and eat everything I provided on this earth. Because everything is good. Now, I'm going to jump from David.
Well, you know, time is of its importance this morning, Phil, so just make it brief, you know.
Make it brief.
Yes, please.
Somebody says how Europe underdeveloped Africa. That was written by, what's the man's name again? Dr. something or the other. I forget his name all the time. From Guyana, how Europe underdeveloped Africa. Europe was not the only factor that has made Africa poor. Africa was preceded by Ham. Ham, the only black child of Noah. He was cursed by his father for looking at his nakedness and laughing.
Yes, but
the other,
we just wanted you to talk about Samuel. We just wanted to talk about the book of Samuel, what you know.
We'll get back. Phil, hang tight. We'll get back to some of this talk here on the other side.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to continue.
Jesus, Jesus, oh, my God.
And that's where we ended just before Liam came on in. So we're going to really, really stick with Sanchez. We got some stuff in there. Let me take care of that, Leon. I try to do that when you guys are not speaking, since you're not putting your phone on mute. So I'll just put you back in the back here a little bit until we're ready for you again. Okay, Dennis is okay. So just mute your phone, guys, when you're not on live on here. Please.
My body told me that I still have waited. They say I'm missing a whole world of fun. But I am happy and I think it's pride.
Indeed, we all like the Christian life. Sanchez sings for you. It was an ambition out of Jamaica. So we're going to have some more Sanchez. We're going to feature him tonight. But I want to say good morning to Tashara Mills Reed and Monique Mills Books over there in Nevis. Tashara has gone down to lay her mother to rest, final resting place on earth. sort of departed this life, and now it's for the home going. So she made it safely to meet us in quarantine, but she'll be out shortly. So Dash, when I say good morning to you,
for it was grace that bought my liberty. I never know just why Christ came to love me so.
volunteers, we're just about 10 minutes away from the top of the hour when we will turn to sports. Well, let's go ahead and tell Jesus something or two. Although he knows he wanted to come first.
All of my trials, I cannot bear these burdens alone. In my distress, he promised to care. For his home, and didn't try, you need a great Savior, one who can help my burden bear. I must agree. I must tell Jesus, heal all my cares and all of the shame. I must tell Jesus, I must tell Jesus,
I must tell Jesus,
oh, I cannot bear. Be burning alone. I must help Jesus.
I must help Jesus.
I must help Jesus. Jesus, can you help me? Yes. Jesus alone. I must help Jesus. All of my troubles, he is kind, compassionate friend. If I must ask him, he will deliver. He makes my trouble.
Oh,
Shortly to tell you what's happening in the wide world of sports internationally and Yes, sir.
they're going to trade the name Courtney for Christopher Henry Gale. Pretty Lou Eddie Crystal. Pretty Lou Eddie Gale. Pretty Lou. Well, folks, we've come to the end of the inspirational portion. We're going to be turning it over to sports. We are Liam to lead the charge. Welcome, Liam. We are on to sports, Liam. Where are you? Okay.
Are you hearing me?
Okay, we can hear you now. You're off mute, so you can come on through.
Yes, sir. Okay, West Indies, let's begin with sports again. Wonderful show. West Indies legend, they won the inaugural. Is it the inaugural World Cup put on by cricket?
Yes.
Yes, indeed. Winning the tournament there by lots of runs. Let's tell you. Left arm orthodox spinner, that is Bim George. He bowled a brilliant as well as...
Singh.
Singh George? Prim George. Oh, they have it as Prim George. Anyway, let's go through here. I'm reading from the report that was presented to me. Anyway, okay, let's give you the scores. West Indies legend, they scored 137 for 6 from their allotted 20 overs. Was Joseph Buffang scoring 36. Brim George, 29. Zamin Amin, 22 not out. Raju Jasani got 2 for 24. India legends were bowled out for 84. 18 overs. Ketan Patel, 35. Fazal Alam, 16. Prem Singh, 5 for 12. And Brim George got 2 for 12. West Indies legend here winning by 53 runs. Player of the match, of course, was Prem Singh. He got 5 for 12. That's the one Ivor was alluding
including
to.
Including a hat-trick, Leon.
Mm-hmm. Okay, we'll take that for you because you were on site, including a wonderful hat-trick. We're going to leave that for tomorrow. The induction ceremony will be held this evening, and it starts at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time at the Embassy Suites Hotel. That is 6621 North West 53rd Street in Boca Raton, Florida. So we just want to tell you that, folks, you can listen or go on YouTube, and you'll see our very own Jatin Patel and Jyotsna Patel being inducted into Cricket Hall of Fame. We just want to congratulate them and wish them well. And tomorrow we'll be having a special come 8 o'clock when we will be talking more about the works that Jatin and Jyotsna have done for cricket in the USA. I'm turning our attention to the India Premier League, and I just saw Mumbai Indians go down today by the DC. But as of yesterday, the standings were as follows. Chennai Super Kings, Chennai Capitals, they're in second place. Royal Challengers, Bangalore, Kolkata Knight Riders, Punjab Kings, Mumbai Indians, Rajasthan Royals, and Sunrisers Hyderabad. Okay, the Mumbai Indians make it hard for themselves to even come close. India women are touring in Australia. And, of course, we knew the result of the ODI. Australia winning there by 2-1. And the one-off test match is in progress with India's ladies scoring 378 for 8. Australia reply with 143 for the loss of 4 wickets. Of course, we will give you the details of that later tomorrow. And Universe Boston, he has left the IPL. He is going to go into another bubble because he is really wanting to prepare for the upcoming T20 World Cup. No problems here with that. Over in South Africa, the CSA Provincial T20 2021 Cup is underway. They will be playing some 31 T20 matches, and the tournament starts 24th of September and will go until October the 22nd. In Pool A, Southern Western head that group. In Group B or Pool B, Titans are leading that group. Not the Titans, but the Knights are leading that group. And in Group C, we have the Eastern Storm. They are ahead of that group. And in that Pool D, you have Limpopo, they are leading that group. And Domini, he's called in to defy the South Africans' troubles in World Cup. And he has been given a new role. Hope he can make things change for the South Africans. They haven't won a World Cup, and they're trying to do their utmost to make sure that they are ahead of things. And finally, just some notes. We just want to tell the world that the World Cup, Men's T20 World Cup, will begin October the 17th, and it will go until November the 14th. And we're looking forward to those tournaments in the United Arab Emirates. And we are really, really happy that all of our teams are already picked and ready to go. But to my favorite part of my report is the one in which we talk about the England Premier League. And the Liverpool fans are really up in their elements this morning, because Liverpool is leading the Premier Division 1. Liverpool number 1, followed by Manchester City. And Chelsea in third place. In fourth place, you have Manchester United. Everton, Brighton, and West Ham are following. In the ninth spot, we have Aston Villa. Then we have Brentford. In tenth position, we have Arsenal, followed by Tottenham and Watford. Leicester are in 13th position, while Wolves, Crystal Palace, and Southampton are 14, 15, and 16. Newcastle are 17, and at the cellar level in the relegation zone are Leeds, Bromley, and Norwich. So again, congratulations to Liverpool. They're leading, but just for a brief moment, until Chelsea having lost two matches in a row, and one in the Premier Division, one in the European Championship. Not so good for Chelsea. Just want to tell the folks tomorrow that we'll be having Mr. Michael Chambers on, and he wrote one of the books that I'd like to recommend to a number of our guys, because he sent us a few and we raffled a few of them, but they are really good reading, and just a book that you can walk with anywhere you're going and just pull it up. And if you love the cricket, you just do it. I've read this book a couple of times, and I just refer to it all the time. So, Winning Strokes by Michael Chambers. He'll be on tomorrow. And with that said, we'd just like to invite all our friends around the world, if they have any spare cash that they can dispose of, we'd love for them to send it to us. We are hopeful that we can get as much as possible to help fund our show for the next upcoming year. So send all your contribution to us at P.O. Box 1139, Crawfordville, Florida 32326. The Cricket Show INC, P.O. Box 1139, Crawfordville, Florida 32326. We want to thank all those who have sent to us over the years, and we just I'm happy and proud that you're able to do it, and we are grateful for every cent that you have sent to us. And like I always tell the folks, we are all non-working because we love the sport, and we do our utmost to make sure that you have a show each and every week, one on Saturdays, one on Sunday, and of course sometimes we bring the one from on Tuesday evening. So, and any other show that we think might be possible for you to hear. But of course, we need funding in order to do it. None of the panelists is paid, and we do it out of the kindness of our hearts, and we pray that you'll just continue to help us keep the show on the air. We are on the air 11 years and counting, and with your support and God's help, we are hopeful to
be here for a very long time. Back over to you, Ivan.
Yes, we thank you for that, Leon. And stand by, folks. Tomorrow you're going to get it in full force from 6 o'clock until 9 o'clock. But the minor league playoff has started, and we know that our man on the spot, Mr. Dennis Heath, has something to tell us about that in brief. Dennis, come on.
Yes. Thank you, Ivor. Just before I go into the cricket score, I know Leon is very much in tune with the soccer scores, and just for his benefit, Manchester United did draw their game 1-1. And currently Chelsea has gone one up against Southampton, so that should make a few people very happy. Now,
Chelsea
on to the
happy.
Yes, on to the minor league. We are so very pleased to have come to the conference finals for the Toyota Minor League T20 games. Today we have at 10:15 at the Church Street Park ground the Atlantic Conference, where the Empire State Titans will take on the New Jersey Stallions. And that match is due to start any moment now. 10:15 is the slotted time. Later on this afternoon at 2:45 p.m. at the same venue, we will have the Pacific Conference Final between the Golden State Grizzlies and the Silicon Valley Strikers. These matches, of course, are carried live on the YouTube channel. So just scroll into the minor league or type in the name of one of the two teams in the final, and you can watch live on these games. And the early one is just getting ready to start. Back to you, Ivor.
Okay, well, thank you. Thank you for that. So we wait for David to come on in to tell us what's happening locally here on the cricket front in terms of matches slated for tomorrow. But in the meantime, let me just bring it up to speed, because, you know, we're coming up to baseball playoff time. That's the time when I really get in and try to follow. So we can give you maybe the top teams. What do we have? We have the American League. In the East, we have the Rays on top, followed by the Yankees, Blue Jays, and Orioles. The Orioles. Atlantic Central, we have the AL Central. We have the White Sox on top, followed by the Indians, Tigers, Royals, and the Twins. And in the American League West, we have Astros, Mariners, Athletics, Angels, and the Rangers bringing up the rear. But interestingly, over here in the Nationals, I think the Giants are trying to win a game to see if they can host the playoff. If they would want to win, I think they'll be hosting come with the playoff. Well, in the National East, we have the Braves there on top, followed by the Phillies, the Mets, the Nationals, and the Marlins. So the Marlins are down at the bottom. They're pretty much out of it. We have the Central. We have the Brewers. We have the Cardinals, Reds. We have the Colts, and we have the Pirates. And over in the West, Dennis should be looking at some of these games when they come on in. We have the Giants, the Dodgers, Padres, Rockies, and bringing up the rear is the Diamondbacks. So, folks, here's where I begin to look at baseball.
Anything on the... No, I was going to ask if anything on the football, because I did not bring those because we want to make it brief. But anything on the football? How? Yes.
Yeah, okay, we'll get that, because David has rolled in, and I don't know if he came in by helicopter, but I know he's here, and we don't want to keep him waiting too long. So, David, you are in. You're up next to tell us what's happening in our neck of the woods in terms of cricket and whatever other sport you have, because we know you're the heavy tool when it comes to the umpiring over here. You might very well want to say something on that.
Good morning, Ivor. Good morning, Leon.
Morning,
Cardinal.
David.
Hardly. Martrice, Caribbean, all everyone in the Caribbean and in the world. Everybody listening,
yeah, we
good
have
morning.
Dennis, we have Dennis Pete with us out of California.
Good morning, Dennis. I'm sorry about that. Good morning.
Mm-hmm. Good morning, Dennis.
Also, like, everybody listening in the world, good morning, good evening, good afternoon, good night. Ivor, local cricket here this week, as you know, they had the legend game here. The Hall of Fame dinner is tonight. I think it's up somewhere in Boca. But the legends game would have taken place Monday to Thursday, of which he was really didn't follow too keenly on it. So I know the final was between West Indies and India. I don't know how that turned out. But for a local cricket last week, there were two matches played at Central Broadway Park. And I can say Titans put a hiding on Ambassador, because Titans bowled Ambassador out for 146. They didn't bowl them out. They made 149 for six, correction. In their 20 over, Nicholas Mitu top scoring in 51 from 41 balls. Courtney Williams getting 39 from 31, and Leon Tullock getting 21 from 9. The three bowlers each got a wicket. Freddie got 1 for 7. Kanavar got in 1 for 29, and Ryan Graham getting 1 for 24. Well, when Titans batted, they made 150 without loss, with Praveen getting 86 and Avinash Puran getting 50, and that was made in some 11 overs. So they knocked the runs out with 11 overs. And all the bowlers then took a cane in. The next match that they have was, that was the match of the day. It, Tropics United versus St. Lucie. When Tropics batted, they put on 182 for 8 in their allotted 20 overs. With Richard Kidan getting 24, St. Christopher Brown getting 23, Ernie Joseph getting 18. No, I'm sorry. Oh, I should have, let me start that over. They made 182 for 8 with Gavin Wallace. He made a quick fire, 55 from 18 balls that contained 4 4s and 5 6s. Next was Richard Kidan getting 24 and St. Christopher Brown getting 23 with Ernie Joseph getting 18 and Heath Brazil and Philam Davis getting 15 each. But as the highlight of that innings was Gavin Wallace. Was bowling for St. Lucie, three bowlers get 2 wickets each with Raj Munisar getting 2 for 28, Charles Reed getting 2 for 20, and Elton Tucker Jr. getting 2 for 40. When St. Lucie batted, they were some 50 for 3 off 10.1 over when the batsman Charles Reed walked to the crease, and he did gave them a batting lesson. You end up
Charles
making
Charles Tony Reed, that is?
Charles Tony Reed. He ended up making 91 from 37, 8-4 and 8-6. And Mark Richardson, who partnered through that innings, got 37. So they made 185 for 3 from 17.4 overs. Rather, Joshua getting 19 and Neil Green getting 12. Now, bowling for Tropics, the 2 wickets, 2 bowlers get 2 wickets each, which is Phelan Davis getting 1 for 28. From 4, and Richard Kidding getting 1 for 28 from 4. Now, Ivor, coincidentally, had 4 bowlers bowl 4 over that cost over some 8-yard runs. One bowler got none for 18 was Alvin Howell. Then Bert Davis, none for 19. Timothy Salmon get none for 20, and Joel Williams, he got none for 22. Each of those bowlers only bowled 1 over and it passed some 8-yard runs from it. So, you know, St. Lucie came away an easy winner with veteran Charles Reed giving them a batting lesson in how you played. And this is the second time I see St. Lucie was in trouble, and he came and give them a batting lesson and give them a challenging total. So this weekend, we have only 2 matches again at the Sports Park. We have Tropics versus Mega Blaster at 2 p.m. And then up in Port St. Lucie at 12 p.m., you have St. Lucie versus Ambassador. So those are the 2 matches here that we play this weekend here in the South Florida Cricket Alliance competition. Our umpire, this is Max Dyer, is up for introduction into the Hall of Fame tonight. So you'll be inducted in the Hall of Fame tonight up there in Alma. That event, I think, is taking place in Boca. So congrats to Mr. Dyer. Last year, we had another umpire who was inducted. This is Mr. Reeves. So, you know, congrats to those guys. Okay, I guess so, you know, that's it for local cricket here.
Thank you, David. But before you go, I have to make one or two comments there, because if Charles Reed is going to make 90, I have to call him and say he has no ambition. Why didn't he make the 100? You might have some explanation for us.
Well, why he didn't make the 100? I think that was a lot of, how would I say, not so nice cricket by Mr. Dale Africa. He bowled a couple of wides there to deny Charles that 100. But one of the thing in there, and Charles wasn't too keen. They said, having, you know, out there, one of the officials, to get the 100. He was keen on getting the team over the line. So that was his biggest thing, is to get the team over the line. But I did not like the way the game came, because that's a Dale Africa bowl.
Bowl 5 wides down the left side.
I
made my inquiry into that already, so I was just pulling legs.
He ended up bowling about 6 wides. His first ball was wide, and then he come back and bowl another one at 5. So that's probably one of the things that, because everyone was rooting for Reed to make the 100, but he did play some, not so nice cricket there.
Yeah, that's selfish cricket. I understand that Dale said, no, you're not making 100 against us. But no, let him go. You try to get his wicket, even if he's at 99, and try to get him, knock him over, as opposed to purposefully bowling wides down the leg side. And in the end, I spoke to Charles, we congratulated him after you would have given me the scores. And he said, you're quite right. He said, no, I was more interested in the team getting over the line, because he still had a chance, and he told the non-striker who was there keeping company with him, go ahead and just knock the winning runs. He's all right. And indeed, he's a veteran. And I can tell you, if it wasn't for work, he would have been in the Legends tournament. He told me that, But the West Indies Legends won the tournament. David, you say he didn't know who won between India Stars and the West Indies Stars. They won. As a matter of fact, the West Indies Stars went through undefeated. So this is the inaugural tournament, first of its kind.
Well,
50 and over.
Ivan, not only did he came and show them his pass with the bat, from the moment he took the ball up, the skipper called him to bowl. He had bowled a very, very tight spell. So, he did thing there and showed his class with both bat and ball.
Well,
and Iva, just for the listeners' sake, because we not announced it to be the venue for the induction ceremony would be at Boca Raton, 661 Northwest 53rd Street, at the Embassy Suites Hotel. David said he didn't know that, so exactly so.
Yes, yes. And well, let me steal some of your thunder, because I know you would well want to say that these innings that Charles Reed is playing, he's playing them under duress because he has a debt in the family. His wife, I mentioned, Tashara Mills Reed, she's in need of it, so he's Mr. Mom at this time, looking after the kid while she would have gone to bury her mother. So Charles Reed is going through a little bit of something and still have enough in the tank, David, to be displaying his wares on the field of play. So I guess it's a way to occupy his mind, but his wife's mother would have passed and soon to be buried, I think. Not this Saturday. I don't think it's next Saturday. I'll get that date, because it's going to be live. It's going to be streamed live sometime after 12, I think, when we would have finished the show here. So, all hails to Port St. Lucie, the veteran and the youngster, because you did mention the young Tucker. He was amongst the wickets there, taking 2 wickets in a match. So, we have to root for the youths as well. In as much as, we can applaud the veterans.
Even though they may have win by default, but they are the champion for the 30 overs, and is going strong in this T20 also. So,
right, Port St. Lucie, yes, yes.
Yeah.
Okay, well, we're going to wish them all the best. Come on in.
I just wanted to give, I know Leon has just indicated the venue for the Hall of Fame tonight, but I want to let him know that the event is by invitation, and it's unlikely that you can just turn up and gain admittance. So for those who are interested, we encourage you to tune in to, Facebook or one of those other social media sites. YouTube that carries it, but it's not, it's by invitation, and apparently they do have tickets, and also, I think they've all sold out. But there's nothing available for the general public other than to catch it on the Facebook or YouTube or other media site. Just that update for you.
Anybody,
let me know.
I like a
noise in the background from someone. Someone is very disturbing. I don't know who is that. Folks. Okay, David.
Okay, David, Dennis, go ahead.
A question for you. The MLC, is the semifinals this week or the finals? I'm trying to...
I think it's the finals of the two, of the Atlantic Conference and the Pacific Conference final. So I assume after these two games, the final will probably be tomorrow or next week of the winners of the Atlantic versus the winners of the Pacific. You know, right now, I'm kind of thinking that possibly it should be a very good final because those guys from the Pacific Conference, you know, the Golden Grizzlies, they are really one of the teams I think who might get in there against the Empire State.
Okay. So you're picking that Empire State is going to come out from the Atlantic and the Grizzlies are going to come from the Pacific.
Yes, that's my pick for the final.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Well, we see. It's going to be on Willow TV, guys, so you can look at it. And for the first time, we're going to be having TV umpire in America in the minor leagues.
Yes. Well, you know, I'm looking at the Atlantic final is supposed to have started at 10:15, and so far it doesn't appear to have gotten underway yet. I'm not sure if there's some delay of for any reason, but so far it's not started to broadcast yet. But I've been following it, and it was due to start at 10:15, so we'll see.
Okay, well, David, before you go, Cardinal, let me see if you're going to tell you all you would have said in your absence when you were not online. But knowing me, you're going to chicken out and just say good morning. Good morning, Mr. Cardinal Mills.
Good morning, Ivor. Good morning, David. Good morning, Leon, Dennis, and all
good the morning.
Friends.
Good morning. Morning.
Morning to you, dear Cardinal.
Okay, like Ivan. David, it's good. Again, it's good to have you back. I'm not going to say anything about Ivan because it's not always nice. It's not really always nice to have trouble around, you know?
Yeah.
So I'm not going to say anything nice about Ivan. I'm going to leave it at that. Okay, sir. Can I go ahead and greet the special friends?
Yes, by all means. You do that.
Well, happy.
Remember, I want you to greet your daughter first. She's over in Nevis. I communicated with her this morning. And Miss Monique, and she's saying nothing less is expected of her than to take care of Miss Tashara Mills-Reed. So they're listening.
Yes, good morning. Good morning. Welcome to October. And to all the lovely October people on the line and everywhere else, you know. That means I'm greeting the birth month of the most people on earth. And if you have the most people on earth in October, then you have the most wonderful people among them. Okay. Let me say special good morning to the special fans of the entertainment show. And yes, let me just back up a bit and say good morning to Monique and Tash, who have traveled to Nevis in recognition of a sad moment for most of us. Tash is there to lay her mother to rest, as we call it. She died earlier in September the 17th. So it's not really a vacation. It's travel for a sad moment with all of the attendant COVID limitations attached. So, you know, you can gauge from there what the kind of frustration this could bring about. But they're doing pretty well. I also spoke to them earlier this morning. They're doing pretty well. They're locked in to the quarantine, but they're working well with it. Good morning, Tash. Good morning, Monique. And good morning, Jan, who's hanging out with them. Jan is Tash's cousin, her aunt's son. So good morning to you all. Hope you are having a great day over there. And they are quarantining in one of the, you know, greatest areas on earth, right next to the village of Brickhill. Ever heard of a mountain like that? One of the greatest places. You got everything there. You got the sea, you got the mountains, you got the grasslands, you got everything that you could ask for. So I know they're going to look out at this thing and have a great time in spite of the circumstances. Okay. With that said, let me say good morning to the people up in New York, particularly to Mertris, Donna, Ina, Sharon, and Lady Babsy Nisbet. Good morning to you. Here in St. Croix, we got in a nice bit of sunshine, heat, you know, intermixed with a little bit of rain. The breeze is not as quite as well as it should, as it usually is at this time of year, but we're working with it. So I'm hoping that the people of New York are enjoying their weather as well as we are here in the Virgin Islands. I'm going to go on over to St. Martin, where I'm going to say good morning to Irma Thompson and my good man Carlos over there in St. Martin. And let me say also, you know, condolences to Carlos, who lost an aunt recently. I don't know if you remember Dyer, police officer Dyer.
Yes.
His wife died recently.
Yeah, that was his sister.
Carlos.
Yeah, that was his sister.
Yeah.
What's the wife's name again?
I
anyway, I know her very well.
You know who I'm talking about, yeah.
Yeah, I know.
So, yes, she died recently. So that's Carlos's aunt. So I'm going to say condolences to Carlos over there in St. Martin and hoping, you know, all would be well in spite of the circumstances. Let me go on over to St. Kitts, where I'm going to say good morning to Lynette. Good morning, Lynette. And she usually brings us the news, the COVID news and all kind of news from out of St. Kitts. And I want to remind Lynette, don't mind Ivor with his tempting to get into early West stuff. Just bring us the good news and leave it at that. Okay. I'm going to go on over to Nita. I'm going to say good morning to Mr. Renford Doe and his staff at 2020 Vision, particularly to Carmen Lady C. Griffin, and hoping that you guys are having a great time over there on the little island. That's another celebration I see going on over there. Learning to party like the people in St. Martin. I don't know. I've been recently looking at, they've been, for the 30th anniversary, I think they find a wake up to recognizing quite a few people for their community contributions. And that's a good thing to hear. That's a really good thing to hear. And congratulations to them on that score. I'm going to go on over to the UK, where I'm going to say good morning to Omel. And Omel is going to be tearing and jumping up and down. And I'm sure she's going to send me a message for Leanne about the progress of Liverpool, because she's always warning us, don't take Liverpool lightly, she says. Chelsea cannot touch them. I know she's going to be getting that kind of message today. She's going to be jumping up and down. Good morning, Omel. Enjoy your victories. And keep pushing for your Liverpool as other people keep pushing for their teams. I'm going to come across the channel. I'm going to say good morning to Elimat, King Elimat, that is over there in Fort Lauderdale. Good morning to you, brother. And we're hanging here with you. Give us a call. Let us know how well you're doing, even how well you're not doing. But we're hanging with you. Good morning to Marva Jones, my favorite celebrity, Tiffany. A little sister Tanaya and brother Malik, good morning to you. I'm going to step on down to the southwest Miami, where I'm going to say good morning to Jerome Cutner Richardson. Hang it up there with us in the southwest. Good morning, Cutner, and the fans down there in Cutler Ridge. He comes to you by way of Sandy Point, Cutner. I'm going to go on up to Georgia. And usually I'll say good morning to Monique while I stop by in Georgia. But like I said before, Monique is traveling. It's not a vacation. It's a moment, but it's not a vacation. So But I'm going to still say good morning to Monique as well, Barbara, and Yvette. And how about me saying good morning to little Jackson and his mom, Tremaine, in there, Georgia. Doing pretty well, I hope. And the last time I heard, that's what it is. I'm going to finally say good morning to my dear sister, Yvonne. I can't keep a finger on Yvonne right now, you know, Eva. I don't know where she is. You know, I used to have this kids show on TV, Where in the World, Somebody or the Other. I got to keep one of those for Yvonne. I can't keep copyright anymore. I'm not going to keep a show for Yvonne that day. Where is the world is my sister Yvonne? Good morning, Yvonne. I got to get
in the morning. And let me get in here now. I'm going to give you a good because I've heard from Yvonne all week and I'm still laughing. So now you believe me. Yvonne told me to tell you, go ahead and grieve. Do your thing. I'll occupy the space. So take that.
Okay.
Good.
Okay.
Even is over.
That's fine. Okay. But I still got to figure out where in the world is she. Okay.
Well, I'm not going to tell her. Just tell her she's well. So no worries.
Okay. No worries. I won't.
But
as if you tell
I heard
Lindsay.
I heard so. You would have finished with your special fan. So let me remind you, once those ladies from Antigua come on in, we're going to give them a plug again. So if they here to come through, Leon, we'll make room for them at the top of the hour. Colonel, we're going to hold it, but there's an anniversary for the second half, for the final half. So hold strain on that because we have Lynette here. And I'm going to say it right now, and I don't know, David mind me say, David and I spoke off air before he came in, and he said, when I come on there, I need for Lynette to come on there, but I do not want Phil to be on there. And lo and behold, I whispered to Phil, and Phil left. That's to show you the power of the man, David Maitland. He's a bad man. He said, move, get out the way. There's no Phil this morning, Lynette. So you better say something nice
to
David Oyles.
Let me say something to you. Lynette, you
hello,
know that's
morning.
A true story, right? Lynette, you know
so
that's
not
a
going
true
to believe
story,
it.
Right? I,
yeah, don't
I
believe
anything
it.
Else. Okay, you don't know that's a
okay.
true story. You know what to do with it. Don't ask me.
Well, you want to ask David if
anyway.
You spoke off air with? Hold on, Lynette. Because finally is trying to put some lump in the mix. David, did you and I speak off air before you came on air, David? Mr. Maitland.
Yeah.
David must be muted.
You know what?
Hello, good morning. Let me say good morning to everybody.
Yeah, Ivor. Yeah, we
good
did
morning.
Speak
okay.
off
good
me,
morning.
But not what you said, though.
Come on, David. I mean, you're going to try to wriggle out of this, too?
We did speak off here, but right? not what you're saying to Lynette at all. We didn't speak nothing like it.
I think that's what you should say. I can't recall. I think you should say, I can't
recall. David, don't bother.
That's why Cardinal said, you know, we can do without his mischievous ways, you know, so.
Don't worry about that. It's okay. It's all good.
I hope you come on here. So I don't tell Phil what you said and what you did.
Anyway, let me say good morning to Leon, Dennis.
Good morning,
David. David is a special name to me, you know, so it's okay.
David, that is why I said
David Fox.
You believe me now. You believe me now. You believe David said was David Fox. He's of no
I say good morning to
no
Phil
use.
As well.
You don't want me to finish the story now, so you don't want to believe that David said a David is a David. David said her husband was David Fox. She has passed away. He's of blessed memory. And he say, where does Phil come in? Phil is so far from David. I am David. I don't know why would he deny that.
Anyway,
now?
I got to say a special word. Good morning to Phil because he made sure he said good morning to Lynette. Okay.
Yes, he did.
So Phil, good morning. And good morning, Cardinal. And Ivor, good morning. Stop being a troublemaker.
Yeah. Good morning, Lynette. And the reason,
morning,
Leon. And the reason why Phil ran away because we started to talk about football.
So, oh, you don't like football.
he's not an athlete. So that's right. Let's put it that way.
That's okay. He'll come back on.
He'll come back, but he mentioned your name. He called your name quickly.
Yes.
And,
very early.
Yes.
First up, he said, yes. Ladies first. Huh?
Yes,
I heard
yes,
it.
Yes.
Get your hat out, Iva.
Is David hat again? He's on that mine. I don't know why he's denying all this.
Say that again, Lynette.
Anyway, well, it's so hot here, I can't believe that it's October. Hot.
Okay.
I don't know what's going on with the heat, but now it should start cooling down, you know, but just hot.
Lynette, I have a question for you.
Uh-huh.
Because I'm going to have a follow-up on this. The United Nations speech was given from St. Kitts virtually by the Prime Minister. The Foreign Minister of St. Kitts and Nevis, Mr. Mark Bentley, was at the UN. Why we have that topsy-turvy where the Foreign Minister, who would have given an address in the past, I remember 2017, he was there on hand, and the Prime Minister stayed in St. Kitts and embarrassed him by giving the thing. Is something going on in the camp, in the government or something? Because it looks something looks shady there. Could they help us with that?
Who are you putting that question to me?
Yeah, Lynette Fox, I mean.
You're learning.
No, he's not me. No, he's not me. That question not for me at all. Hello.
Thank you, Lynette.
Yeah.
Okay, well, let me ask the question. Is it true that the Prime Minister of St. Kitts, Nevis, addressed the United Nations from St. Kitts virtually? Is that
yes,
true?
He did. Yes, he gave the address virtually, yes. That's correct.
Is it true that his foreign minister was at the UN present?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, case closed.
Okay.
So, Iva, what's the point, though? Give the Prime Minister. What's the point? The Prime Minister giving the speech and not the Foreign Minister?
Because the Prime Minister was in St. Kitts while the Foreign Minister was at the UN sitting down there taking taxpayers' money. I'm making the point. Let me make the point.
Go ahead.
What's the use taking up the taxpayers' money? You're already strapped for funds at home to go fly first class. Stay in some five-star hotel, find yourself over at the UN to sit down, to just listen to your Prime Minister give a speech and then come back. When all of us stayed and listened to the speech in the comfort of our home and the other ministers of government stayed at home. So that is the point. Mm-hmm. It is a big talking point at home, Leon. As a matter of fact, Lynette, help us here before Leon coming. Did a disc jockey on the radio station get fired because he addressed that same thing?
Well, that plus.
That plus, what does that mean?
That exactly. Plus a whole other thing.
You get fired plus a whole
other
thing.
I wouldn't say fired.
I would say taken off the radio because he paid for his shows, so he wasn't employed by the radio.
Oh. Okay.
He paid for his show slots. That's what you call it.
Mr. DuPont, hold on, Leon. You got a comedy question. Mr. DuPont got on the radio and saying it was all wrong. And he was representing a whole lot of people's views. The Prime Minister would have gone out and sent his instructions to the radio station that he has nothing to do with. Take this guy off the air because he's exposing him and his government. This is what you call dictatorship to the highest degree. The guy is paying, as a matter of fact, the same government that is in paid him hundreds of thousands of dollars for the campaign, you know. But now does he speak out against them? It was okay to speak against Douglas on the same radio station and take him to
Mister,
town.
Do you have the clips? You can play the clips if you want, but I'm not going to get involved.
Yes, I have it. I have it. But let Liam come to you.
So no, I'm just want to be brought up to date. What exactly happened? The foreign minister was in at the UN, and the prime minister gave the address.
Virtually, from home.
Virtually.
From home,
video.
Virtually.
From home in St. Kitts. The prime minister just came back from away, you know, from New York and stuff.
Yeah.
It is embarrassing. They're not getting along too well, Lynn. So let me put it that way.
Okay.
But
okay,
they shouldn't expose themselves
home.
Like that.
No, why? Somebody's coming in here because I know he's always head of state, except when Lester Byrd did it for Antigua, when his father wasn't able to. But yeah, if they have some internal strife and difficulty, and he prefers to do it himself, it's his responsibility, though.
In 2017, in the same government,
yes.
Mr. Mark Bantley delivered the UN address.
Well.
I think it's immediate. Prior to that, Patrice Nisbet did it in the Labour thing. As the foreign minister, he was there.
Mm-hmm.
They always go there.
But if they make a cabinet decision and decided to have the prime minister do the speech, nothing wrong with that. So
No. What is wrong is that the foreign minister is there. That is what is wrong.
But
you cannot be up there to sit down to go drink coffee and not deliver the speech. Because whenever anybody that goes deliver the speech, as a matter of fact, Mayor Motley gave a speech and a good speech too, and she walked with her foreign minister of affairs.
Exactly.
And they were there. They were on spot. So one should not be over there, one over here. While I'm on the field of play, umpiring, you can't stay in the pavilion and make the signal. How does that look? You go in front of a TV camera and make the signal, and I'm down there on the spot. And you're going to say, well, the signal was made because an umpire in the pavilion signaled for. So put the camera on him? No.
No, well, perhaps we don't know the reason why the change was made, or if in fact he was supposed to deliver the speech, and that's what I want to find out. If he went to cabinet and cabinet decided, well, the prime minister should do the speech, nothing is wrong with that. But if it's a case that he knew that the guy was going to do the speech, and because of some differences between himself and the prime minister, then I find that not proper.
Well, that's what we're saying. And take up taxpayers' money when people need food. Private people down there are sharing their sandwich. When that money could go and feed a whole lot of people.
But that's the only purpose that the prime minister goes to UN?
Yes. That was the only thing on record. Apart from that, he went for photo up. So somebody's got to be wrong. The two of them can't be right.
The two of them can't be right. But the point is, they should say something about it. Why is it that happened? Was he?
Well, one guy tried to
address
it and it was fired. I told you, Leon. So that is the big talk back in St. and Nevis. Now I saw it is Lynette who is on here because I need to pepper somebody with some questions.
Well, why don't you call him, Mr. DuPont? He might be able to answer you.
I can't go there. David is on. If David wasn't on here, I would have peppered Lynette. But David is here.
Lynette is not a party to the discussion that made the determination as to who's going to...
But why are you speaking for Lynette? What's going on here?
As old people say, me, I have no dog in the fight.
Hold on. Lynette is not a party to the discourse that made the determination on who's going to deliver the address.
Thank you very much, Cardinal. Thank you, my Lord.
How do you know that, Cardinal?
She told me.
He's my lawyer.
Matter of fact, I heard Lynette had something to do with Jupiter getting off of the radio station. I heard that too.
Perhaps
you heard that. She didn't tell you that.
What is this?
Lynette, no, that is true.
That's why you heard.
Let me tell you.
Lynette, hold on.
Ask your question. Do you believe that a straw really broke a camel's back? The amount of weight that Leon put on the poor man's back, by the time this little straw got on it, poor Dupont had to leave. Lynette is a guilty party to that guy's departure. Trust me on that one. You hear what she said on other things? This is what the show is all about.
Can we bring Dennis up to date? Because he probably is at last what we're talking about. Because Dennis...
It sounded to me like we're discussing some corruption somewhere.
Okay, Dennis.
Dennis is talking to you. Bring him up to
speed. Discussing someone. We're discussing...
Not me. You have to bring Dennis up to date. You're the one.
So, yeah, I'm hosting the show, but I asked you because Lynn...
You're not going
to
get me banished from my country, not you. Not you at all.
Folks, stand by because we still have some more stuff in store for you. We're standing by for the ladies of Dawn and Debbie. No, well, if we don't hear from them, we'll give a plug. Dennis has everything on hand there. So
yes.
we put a plug for them. Anytime after 11 o'clock, we're coming up on 11 o'clock. But remember, we still have to speak about Mr. Dan Price and how he was so generous in his thinking and giving to bring his employees up to speed with $70,000 a year salary. And he himself would have reduced his salary from $1.1 million to $70,000 a year. A good man. And people thought that would not have happened. His credit card company would have gone under. So we have that to speak about, as promised from last week. And we're still going to speak about the treatment of the Haitians. And Leon was very impressed when the President Biden would have said what's happening over there is wrong. But I think he needs to do more. He needs to fulfill his promise to those people. So the President Biden have his hands full. We're going to talk about that in the final hour. But Lynette, since you're here and you're on spot.
Yeah, just to bring it up today, just the COVID for us.
COVID, yes. I was just going to tell you. Bring us up to speed with what's happening.
Mm-hmm. Well, as of yesterday, Thursday. We haven't gotten the results for Friday yet. We had 17 new cases. We're up to 1965. Bordering 2000. 17
new cases of what? 17 deaths, you're talking?
No, new cases of corona. We have 952 active cases, 1,000 recovered, and we have up to 13 deaths.
13
so I think
deaths.
In September alone, we had about either 6 or 8 deaths for September alone. So.
Wow, Leon, your mom did not do St. Kitts justice. With a small population,
13,
just about 50,000. When you take 8 out of that, that's a big jump.
Yeah. Yeah, 13 deaths. As opposed to Antigua has 79.
Yeah.
Antigua has 79.
84, somebody told me this morning.
Up to Friday was 79, yes. Okay, 84.
Oh, okay.
So.
Yeah. That's the number I heard this morning. I actually had 40 for September alone.
Yes. Lynette, in St. Kitts, do you have any space for us to bring some of our debts down here? Because the space
No. They're going to commission some field hospitals, one thing is one Nevis. Getting ready in case we get an escalation. We will see.
No,
but we pray against all of that.
what I'm talking about, though, is space for burial space, because the St. John's Cemetery is full and overflow.
Oh, and dear.
And the funeral home are backed up for about 3 to 4 weeks.
I think they were going to bring a freezer container for them as well.
Yes, they had to bring some container, but you know that,
wow,
that looks so... And then what about Grenada and St. Lucia? Yeah, they are having problems too. But
yeah.
Antigua is needing a burial spaces. I understand they're asking the churches now to open their burial grounds to non-parishioners.
Wow, that's gone. That's
so,
that's bad.
Okay.
Yes.
All right, folks, Lynette, hold it and stay with us a little bit. Leon, stay with us. I want to say good morning to Debbie. Good morning. How are you doing this morning?
Good morning. I'm fine. How are you?
We're doing very well, and now that you're here, we're going to afford you an opportunity to let the folks, we always have new folks on here, so you may have said a few things in the past, but always remember that there's always someone new who want to hear you and would hear you for the first time. So
absolutely.
Without further ado, you seem to be the lone one on here today. There's no Dawn this morning?
I think you usually call her.
Oh, let me see if I get her then.
Okay.
Yeah, go ahead. You go ahead
and
talk, Debbie.
Yes, good morning. This is Debbie Simon Campbell, and we are part of Antiguans and Barbudans CARE, and we are in the United States, and we are trying to reach out to all of Antiguans and Barbudans that are around the world that can assist. There are three charities that we currently assist: the Church of Refuge down in the Grace Farm area, Green Bay area. We also assist the Soup Kitchen, that is down by the Market area, and the Smile Foundation. And the Smile Foundation helps everybody too. We have seen a big loss due to COVID, and so we have a back-to-school drive ongoing, and specifically this month, we're asking that if any one of you have friends that own restaurants, that they can donate a dish to the Soup Kitchen for the Independence Celebration, which will be on November the 1st, 2021. You can also do a monetary donation. My number is 845-820-6598, or at Debbie Campbell, which is with a Y, DebbieCampbellNYC at AOL.com. And you can let me know. We do have a GoFundMe page also. We have quite a few families that are out of work. We have a family that got burned and she has nothing. We have families that's asking for baby strollers, car seats, anything that's used in good condition, we will take. And they don't even have to ship it to me. They can ship it directly to our shipper in Florida. And when they contact with me or connect with me, I can give them the specifics as to how to help with all this. We're still looking for back-to-school supplies. We're still looking for laptops or tablets to help students in Antigua. We're still looking for everything from baby clothes, food, formula, and back-to-school items. So anything for the food kitchen, such as they serve everything. So if you can send them flour, cornmeal, you know the staple dishes that Antigua likes. I went to a restaurant depot and I was able to get big canned goods. If anyone has access to that, it would be greatly appreciated. I know everyone is struggling because of the pandemic, but each one teach one, and it takes a village to help out a village.
Yes, indeed. And would have represented well. Why don't you want to give the any websites or you know you gave your number?
I don't. We are getting ready to have a page on Facebook. My daughter is getting ready to set up a page on Facebook because this is long-term. Before COVID, there was a need in Antigua. Before COVID, the soup kitchen, for example, was serving 75 to 100 people a day in a line. Currently, they're serving 150 to 200 people a day. And people from all walks of life that has lost their jobs, that is just looking for a hot meal. And we don't call it a handout. We call it a hand up. We're trying to get them motivated to go back into the workforce. I heard you ask the question, how many deaths so far? As of yesterday morning, it was 81. We don't know what happened yesterday. People, I don't call it dying from COVID. People are deading from COVID. And the families that these things, this is affecting, it goes far and wide. It's not just the families. And, you know, my sympathies go out to the families that have lost loved ones. And also, we have families that a lot of the hotels have still not opened. They've had one major tourist boat that went to the island this week. So even from the taxi drivers, they are losing their jobs because they don't have the revenue that normally comes in. And this is the predicament that most of these guys sometimes end up having to have two jobs, but now both jobs are affected. So the whole family is affected. Moms are out of jobs. Everybody is trying to cook and sell on the corner. But if I don't have the money to buy the food to sell in the corner, to buy from you, how, you know, so we're trying to find different ways in which we can help them in terms of getting back on their feet. So once again, I have a young mother. She got burned up the whole of her left side and partial right side. And so, you know, little things that she's asking for. In a regular situation beside the pandemic, you could be able to call somebody to give it to her. All she wanted was some snacks for her son to go to school or maintain the day. So that even is a trial and tribulation. So it's just one thing after the other. But, you know, most and foremost is prayer. We got to lift it up to God, and God will always open the door in which to provide this. So I hope people that are listening, that they can reach out and, you know, $10 will help, or a bag of Pampers will help, or some notebooks will help. You know, sometimes you go to the 99-cent store and you see items, you know, put five extra things in the basket. This week I got a request from a parent. She wanted some deodorant, some deodorant, some sanitary items for her 16 and 17 year old. And once again, in the regular time, it might have been easier, but now it's a predicament that we find ourselves in.
Okay, you're doing a wonderful job. I have to give it to you, and I'm going to Leon just conclude and. Maybe wish you all the best. I mean, we didn't hear from Dawn this morning, but
Dawn,
she really
She's on.
What?
Ivor, she's on.
Oh, well, let's hear yeah. Dawn's voice. And,
Dawn.
Okay, come on.
Come
in,
on in. She's on, very much on. 785, come on in. 785-554, come on in. Come on in. Are you mute on your end? Is your phone mute?
Okay, here I am. Here I am.
Okay,
I'm sorry. I'm talking away and you guys can't hear me. But good morning to everyone. I just wanted to say that our group is moving forward with all of the different things that we can do within our means. So Debbie actually does a lot of the work. I assist her with everything. We put our heads together and come up with plans so that we can help our people in Antigua. Okay. Both of us love our country, and so what we're doing is trying to help out as much as we can. So people that are listening today, we do appreciate your time, and anything that you can do to help out, as Debbie's saying, that would be greatly appreciated. So for the ones in Antigua that are needing something to eat, a cooked meal, okay, the food kitchen, the soup kitchen, they serve a meal every day for 150 people. Please do not be upset or embarrassed of your situation. Please go and get something to eat there and take your children, because all of us have something that has, you know, us having to help each other. And so if we help each other and stop being dependent, that might even be better for us. So Debbie and I are working towards those things, and we appreciate Leon bringing us on the program, because there's a resolution to every problem. We just have to work through the bells and whistles to get it done. Okay? So once a month, there's also a food that is being served by the Smile Foundation. It's in the Graves Farm in different areas. So please contact those people. Okay?
Give us your contact, okay, please, Debbie and Dawn. Again, I'd like to repeat it because repetition is, you remember it easier. Go right ahead.
My information is 845-820-6598. And my email is debbycamplnyc@aol.com.
Okay, and how about you, Dawn? Dawn, again? Dawn has left us, or she speaks? Yes, indeed. We just want to just take this.
Hi, can you guys hear me?
Yes, yes, we can hear
okay,
you.
Okay, I'm giving my information. It is DAWN Curtin, KIRTON, 785-554-5628. My email is Curtin, KIRTON, 697@gmail.com.
Gmail, okay. And we want to just take this opportunity to wish the family of John Fuller. Our condolences are extended to the family of John Fuller, a favorite philanthropic lawyer who passed on this week on Tuesday. I'm sure you girls have heard about it, but we just want to take the opportunity. Yes,
we do send our condolences as well.
Yes, indeed.
To everyone who has lost a member of their family and friends. I know they're very important to all of us as well here in the diaspora, and we do send our condolences to everyone. We are all one family, raised by one village, and we need to get back to those things that we love best, which is our own people, okay?
Yes, indeed. Thank you so much, ladies. Wish you well, and we're there, here to help in any way we can. And we hope the folks would have heard you more than once, and we try to repeat it so that they can hear you if they, for those who have not heard of you before. So keep up the good work, and God bless you both. And, of course, I'm here to do my part. And, of course, all of us on this show, we will do our part to help Antigua and Barbuda come out of this disaster. Good luck.
Yes, and thank you guys very much for hosting us very well. Okay.
And have a great day. Bye-bye.
Have a great day. Everyone be safe and be well. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Yes.
All right. Thanks for coming through. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Okay, Cardinal Sunbite.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy
folks, this is where we bring you happy birthdays and events that would have taken place on this date alongside some anniversaries of sort. Here will be Cardinal to come and stream to bring it all to you. Cardinal, come on in.
Yes, good morning again. This is the historical note for the day, which includes some birthdays and anniversary. It's October 2nd, the 275th day of 2021. We start with the West Indies. Nicholas Puran's birthday today. He's from Trinidad and Tobago. He's making out of 26. Enoch Lewis out of Antigua, from our Leeward Islands. Antigua and Leeward Islands. Batsman, he's 67. Out of New Zealand, Robert Anderson, who's 73. Out of the Netherlands, Andre Van Troost, who's 49. Out of Ireland, Shane Getke, he's 30. Out of India, Budi Kondaron, he's 82. Praveen Kumar, we remember him when he came down here. I think he kept in the side in the absence of a couple of Indian players. And opened up the weakness of the West Indies cricket. He's 35, Jayasingaro Gopad, also out of India. From Australia, you have Jan Lumsden, female cricketer. Tom Moody, who's 56, Matt Nicholson, 47, out of South Africa. Lum Lewis, Justin Kemp, 44. Out of England, Sir Francis Warner, Jeff Millman, Alan Wells, who's 60, and Tony Catt, who's 88. In 1831, a 31-year-old Nat Turner staged a rebellion against the enslavement of African people here in the United States. It was historically known as the Raid on Harper's Ferry. Nat Turner, a name that is remembered and feared in American history so that it's not even mentioned. Mahatma Gandhi, who we know staged for the independence of India, he was both their political and spiritual leader. Moses Gunn, an African-American actor. Remember him from Good Times and Shaft. He was born in 1929. Robert Henry Lawrence Jr., the first American astronaut. Wow. Wait. Yeah. And a U.S. major in the Air Force. Born in 1935, Johnny Cochran. You remember him from the 1995 trial of Mr. O.J. Simpson that was described then as the trial of the century, when Johnny Cochran orchestrated or engineered an acquittal of the first black man in America who's been accused of killing black people and acquitted in America's courts. Was Johnny Cochran's artistry. He was born in 1936. The British musician, only known as Sting. Remember him from The Police. Remember that? I'll be watching you. Every breath you take. In 1627, the last Chinese emperor of the Ming Dynasty comes to the throne after the death of his brother, Emperor Tianqi. In 1871, U.S. Mormon leader Brigham Young was arrested for bigamy. You know, the Mormons at that time married more than one wife. So he was arrested for bigamy against U.S. law. In 1919, U.S. President Woodrow Wilson, remember he was the U.S. president during the so-called First World War. He suffered a stroke in 1917 and leaving him partially paralyzed. In 1935, Mussolini's troops attacked Ethiopia in Abyssinia.
1967, Thurgood Marshall was sworn in as the first black Supreme Court justice. In 1970, remember that Thurgood Marshall was replaced by the now Clarence Thomas after serving 25 years on the Supreme Court. And it was only after his retirement that they found a black man who was qualified to sit on the Supreme Court. And he has been that way up until today. In 1970, 14 members of the Wichita State University football team, as well as 17 administrators and supporters, were killed in a plane crash in the Rocky Mountains in 1980. 38-year-old Muhammad Ali came out of retirement to challenge the then champion Larry Holmes. He was knocked out in he lost by technical knockout in the 11th round. In 1982, there was a bomb attack in Tehran, Iran, killing 60, injuring 700. In 1984, Papa John's Pizza is founded by John Schlechner in Jeffersonville, Indiana. In 1986, Sikhs attempt to assassinate Indian President Rajiv Gandhi. He was assassinated almost 5 years later on May 21st, 1991. In 1994, Pakistan defeat Australia by 1 wicket in a Karachi test. In 2001, NATO, the North Atlantic Treaty Organization, backs U.S. military strikes following the 9/11 incident. I should say the incident of the Twin Towers in September 11, 2001. In 2016, Kim Kardashian was robbed at gunpoint, I never heard that, of $10 million worth of jewelry in a hotel in Paris, France. Was that a stunt or what? In 2018, Saudi American journalist Jamal Khashoggi enters the Saudi consulate in Istanbul, Turkey, never seen again. Nobody wants to know who did what. Awful. In 2019, Australian women's cricket wicketkeeper Alyssa Haley smashes the T20 international world record, 148 not out after out of 61 balls against Sri Lanka in Sydney. Her century forms Australia's record, 46 balls and the second fastest in the world. That's it for the historical notes for today.
Yes, indeed. We want to thank you for that, Cardinal. And time is running away with us here. Running away.
Yeah.
We're going to get through a couple of things here because we definitely need to speak about Mr. Dan Price, the CEO, Goodwill, and he put his money where his mouth is. And we need to speak of the Haitians who have been treated really, 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 really badly. So that we need to get on board with. So, any other birthdays for anyone, Cardinal? Let me wish you a happy birthday. This is your last week. Have to take it from the... Go ahead.
Well, there are a couple of historical notes that, you know, I would like to have mentioned, but I didn't want to take the time out. When the Sultan, in 1187, the Sultan Saladin, he captured Jerusalem from the Christians, the Crusaders, as they were called.
Mm.
The Wasa ghetto uprising we've heard about in history, where the Polish resistance fighters surrendered. We had 250,000 people being killed in Warsaw, in the Warsaw ghetto. And 1789, that's not what mentioned, 1492, when King Henry the 7th of England invaded France. You know, the Europeans, you would have read that the history of Europe was a history of wars. 1492, the French, the British, the Spanish were at each other trying to beat the conquest of Europe. You would remember also that by the 20th century, 1914 to be exact, Germany was the second after France to establish that control over Europe. Napoleon was the first. Germany came later in 1914. Well, Britannia, you would remember, those of us who grew up under the European under British colonialism, you remember at one point Britain ruled the waves. So that conflict had been going on right now, you know, has been going on for a time. You know, it picked us back all the way back to 1492 when Henry the VII invaded France. That was done on October 2nd, 1492. And while Columbus was on his way to the Caribbean and got here, they said, on October 12th. Okay, That's my addition to the historical notes for that.
Okay, very good. Leon, you had anything to say there on birthdays? Dennis, anything? And we're going to move right along.
Yes, I want to say happy birthday to my granddaughter, Luna Lucy Heath, in Northern California. It's her birthday in a couple of days. And, of course, yesterday was her mother's, Tiffany's, birthday. So I have two birthdays in the last 3 days. And I want to wish both my granddaughter and her mommy happy birthdays.
You hear that, Iva? Dennis coming up with the numbers, man. You hear that? Two birthdays in 3 days in one family.
Yeah.
Stop. Okay, good. Good.
As of now, we're still putting behind September. Okay, we got half an hour here to talk about a couple of things. So let me just go ahead and say thank you, Audley, for the birthdays, anniversaries, and events that would have taken place on that date. And say good morning to Mawubi from all of us here.
Ivor, will you give me 2 seconds for an update?
We'll talk about Haiti first, guys. Back in 1804, when the descendants of slaves in Haiti achieved their independence, but economic, social difficulties, natural disasters, and political challenges have caused poverty and serious problems. However, with guts, grit, and determination, thousands of Haitians have braved hardship, hunger, and exploitation to reach the borders of the United States. Many are being deported back to Haiti. We'll have an answer for you. We'll have, I'm not sure we're going to have all of the answers, but I can tell you we'll have some strong opinions about that. Dennis, I'm going to let you lead the charge on this one. The Haitians
have been treated, I think, worse than any other country in the entire world by America. That's my opinion. I'm going to let you lead the charge. We're going to get into that. And then we really want to speak and big up Mr. Dan Price after this for what he would have done for himself and the employees. Dennis.
Okay, well, one quick update before we go into that. In the final of the Atlantic Division final, the Empire State Titans 101-7 after 17 overs. And that's the update there. And Chelsea's drawing 1-1 with Southampton. Anyway, back to Haiti. I don't know whether we have time to really look back at the history, but it's been very difficult for Haiti over the last, well, since independence. The recent earthquake and hurricanes and murders and so on saw a lot of Haitians moving out to find sustenance elsewhere. Many have moved into Central America, you know, Chile, Brazil, Ecuador. I mean, 40,000 moved to Ecuador in 2016. 60,000 moved to Chile. 95,000 sought work in Brazil. So when you think about it, you can see that many of the Haitians have been taking whatever steps they can to try and sustain life. Now, of course, more recently, the Haitians have now moved on to the USA, primarily because COVID has decimated the economies of the countries that they previously sought refuge in. That's Brazil, Ecuador, Chile, Brazil. And so we have this long trek of many thousands of Haitians who arrived at the border of the United States in Texas. The question is, our president have deemed that, yes, much as we want to help, we are just overwhelmed with the numbers. And if you saw the videos of various situations there, you would understand it was not practical to handle that many people short space of time in the COVID situation. So the decision was made to deport most of the single male adults, although they've made provisions to give the opportunity to seek asylum to families with children, and one or two others. But the bulk of the repatriation or the expulsion came from the single male adults. That is the situation. I think Joe Biden has been vilified for, you know, shipping or exporting or expulsing these people. But in the grand scheme of things, the decision could not have been easy because we had a lot of people, many thousands to handle, and that situation just was not right. It was definitely not practical to just open the door and say to all 20,000, come on in, because then that would set the precedent for many others from other parts of the world to deem that they also have the right to the same treatment. So that is the situation in a nutshell, and I will pass it back to Ivor and Cardinal for their take on it, and say
yes,
for sure that I do not condemn Joe Biden for his actions.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, Dennis. Like we said, even before these people get to America, thousands have been found dead in the hills and mountains. And I don't know if it's really, really worth it. Somebody's telling them that America is paved with gold. Like when we were growing up, we really thought everybody in America was rich and well-to-do and all that stuff. I think that somebody's still fooling these people. They're not either teaching them history, they're not bringing them current affairs or something, because why so many people are risking their lives to come to America?
I think
before Cardinal comes in. let Liam answer and give his take on that.
I think Liam, I'm on mute. I was on mute. So, you know, what I said over the years, Haiti, who helped America in their fight against the British years ago. You know what I mean? They had the guts to declare their independence from France. But what I said America should do, and other countries who have the wherewithal, they should build the factories and they create some kind of an industry in Haiti. In Haiti, they can get things done cheap. And I will abort some of the, they're trying to risk their lives to come over to the USA. If they had the means, they would not come. They'll come for a visit and go back home. Because it's tough working here, and you have to pay income tax and the works. But back in Haiti, you have to probably have to pay income tax too. But the point is, if they had work to come back to, they obviously would be not risk their lives coming to the USA or going to Mexico or wherever they go. So that is my solution. Build some factories. Let some of those car dealerships have them assembled in Haiti, some appliances assembled in Haiti. Give them work to do, and the labor could be very, not as much as you pay in the USA. And that could be the problem. Now, when we talked about the young man, Dan Price is a young man.
No,
we're going to
talk about him. Wait, hold on, man.
Let me just finish Haiti. Let me talking about? I'm talking about Haiti. Talking about Haiti, but Dan has to come in talking what I'm talking about. Dan Price is only 10, he was born in 84, and he's philanthropic. He may want to do what he's doing there and come over to Haiti and do what he's doing. He has an online business. He can do just siphon off the business in Haiti too. He wants to help in another way. So that's my point. Not dealing with him per se yet, but
talking about
people who could help.
Your time. It's okay.
Mm.
Okay, let's put the trimming in it, and then we'll just get to Dan Price. Can you go ahead and put the trimming on the Haiti affair? Don't know if this is a good time with COVID rampant in this country, worse than any other country in the world now. I don't know if now is the time that they're, you know, allowing these people to come through here with so much COVID. And Canon, are you there?
Haiti does not need a savior. The Haitian people are fully capable of crafting their own salvation.
Mm-hmm.
If only the so-called superpowers of the world would get their foot on Haiti's neck. This Haiti has been a thorn in the side, and as poor as it is, Haiti has been a thorn in the side of Western democracies for the past, since the early 19th century. Haiti represents a people who were able to establish an independent republic, not with the permission of their colonizers, but under their own skill and their own ingenuity. They still have that. And these Western powers are afraid of that might rise again. So it's like, we know what Haiti is capable of because it has represented that capacity in the course of history. Out of a circumstance of slavery, surrounded by the most powerful military in the world at that time, which is France, the Haitian people were able to pull themselves up and make themselves an republic. They established universities. They established healthcare systems. They established educational systems. The only thing that Haiti was cautious about was the threat of war from the so-called
superpowers,
as we call them right now. And for that,
they had to pay reparations to France, who had already bled Haiti of its resources. That kept Haiti under the gun for you know, another couple of hundred years. Now, as if that wasn't enough, the United States invaded Haiti in 1915, raped it again, and it continues to rape it up until today. So the United States, Haiti does not need the United States generosity or France's generosity or German's generosity. They just need to tell these nations, take their foot off Haiti's neck and let Haiti rise again. Now, if that doesn't happen, if you continue to demolish a people's social atmosphere, and they're gonna try eventually to run away from it. And that is exactly what's happened now. Back in 2004, I should go back to 1990, first of all, when John Bertrand Aristide decided, I'm going to rebuild Haiti. The United States went in and took him out. He tried it again in 2004. The United States went back again and took him out. You understand? So every effort that Haiti has tried to rebuild itself, there is these superpowers pushing it down. This is what has led to this circumstances that we have right now. The underdevelopment of Haiti, the mass dehumanization of the Haitian people, along with all other people of African ancestry all around the world. So Haiti is not coming to the United States to seeking the United States' salvation. Haiti is running to the United States to run away from the atrocities that the United States has helped to maintain in Haiti. So we have no the Haitian people have not lost their ingenuity, not at all. And it was like Frederick Douglass said back then, on the eve of emancipation, Frederick Douglass said, I know you're sitting here thinking what you're going to do about us, but I'm asking you, what to do about us is nothing. Don't do anything about us. Don't help us, and just take your hands out our affairs. That analysis is still applicable today as far as Haiti is concerned.
Okay. Well, we take it from you. We take it. I like what Leon offered there, to be honest with you. I think you can help some of these people right where they are and make life better for them, because we always know there's no place like home. So why are we inviting these people from home, offering them the heavens, when people who are here are living in hell already? So we need to show them these pictures of people under the bridges and lying down and park benches and stuff. Because what they're showing and what they're seeing is this nice rosy stuff. So Len is asking Dan Price, but I'm not going to ask Dan Price to do what governments can do. They take money, build all kind of planes and bombs and break up people's bridges and cities, and then go back and build them back. After they do that, after they kill a bunch of innocent people, some of those monies there, America make their own money. They can toss that money over there and make life easier for people. So Dan Price have shown corporations here what to do, because it irks me to know companies are telling me that they didn't make a profit. They had to let off employees. They couldn't give them incentives throughout the year. They couldn't get the increments. They couldn't get nothing. But yet, at the end of the year, the CEOs are still getting bonuses in excess of $1 million. Dan Price would have put his ideas together and say, you know what happened? I'm going to reduce my salary for $1.1 million, because it doesn't take that to live. When people are living to age 100 sometimes and meager salaries, and he decides, a small matter of $70,000 for all of his employees, in which he too is going to come down and live from that. I think we need to commend this guy. And let's start. Colonel, you were last up. We start with you first. We have 12 minutes. Good morning, Idella.
You have Lynette on still, right?
No, I'm not. I'm not sure. I haven't seen it. Yes, no, it's still on. Yes. Okay, but hold train. We promised the folks we're going to get to Dan Price. We're going to take a little, maybe 8 minutes of this, leave us with 4 minutes to to wrap up things. Colonel, we're going to go. Last shall be first. We're going to come to you, Leon, and Dennis.
That's what right. Dan Price has shown is what several people have been saying over the years. And those in charge of the capitalist machinery have been telling us in schools and universities that it cannot work. Remember back in 1972, they tell us that in 30 years, the oil reserves in America and in the world are going to run out. And it's now 2021, and it ain't run out yet. And at that point, they raised the price of oil. Those in charge of industry raised the price of oil and raised the price of everything afterwards and tell us it was because of the Arab embargo. And it has not changed since then. That 1972 was that sticking point. So what Dan Price did is what people have always known could happen. You know, people like Noam Chomsky and Chris Hedges and Richard Wolff, they are still on the path saying this is what should happen. Dan Price did it. They said that he's going to fail. And my thing is that since Dan Price is out there now 6 years later saying that, look, I've done it. I haven't failed. I'm even doing better. I have more employees, and they're making more money. They're spending more money in the market. They're buying houses. They're making families. Now, what my suspicion is that somebody is going to attempt to orchestrate Dan Price's failure, just like they did to him. So it's not over yet. But we know he has made the statement that this method can succeed. Now, Wall Street take pattern. Barclays Bank take pattern. Bank of America take pattern. And you take the people off the street, from under the bridge, poor housing, student debt. All of that would disappear. And it can disappear in a day. That's what Dan Price has shown us.
Ivor, you there? Okay. Are we waiting for somebody
ahead,
else?
Dennis. No, Dennis.
I said you go ahead, after Cardinal, and then Dennis will put the trimmings, and then I'll get him to...
Okay.
I did call the order. Reverse order. Go ahead.
Okay, as it stands right now with regards to Dan Price, and I'm going to predict that Dan Price is going to increase his wealth more so than before. That $70,000 he offered to his employee, and he's going to be a richer man. And you know what is amazing about the man? He's white. He's young. How many young white persons in this world would do that? I've known of other companies myself that are in the same position, but nobody knows what they're doing. I know of a company right now who is doing that, and nobody knows about it. But if a number of these people who have the wealth can spread it around, and they're going to be seeing that their wealth just increase more so than when it were than it was before. Well, I wish the guy well, and hope that the people, his employees, surround him and just help him to fulfill his goal. The marvelous thing he has done for humanity. That's my take.
Very good. And the trimming is going to come from Dennis.
Well, yeah, I salute Dan Price. However, we have to look a little bit deeper into the type of business he's in. He's in a business of pay for fee, which means that he's not manufacturing anything. He's not creating anything. What he's doing is getting money for providing a service, which means he charges a fee. And as we all know, once a fee is instituted, it keeps going and you have no recourse to changing that. This wouldn't work in a manufacturing type of business because it would be more difficult because, you see, you'd have material, factories, tools, and so on. And the idea that Dan Price can reduce his salary from $1.1 million down to $70,000 and still live the nice life, simply because having done that, he's still getting bonuses for performance, which means that he's not missing the balance of that 1.1 million because he's still getting something on the back end. He's getting speaking conference where he'll rake in another 100,000 for a 1 hour speech. He has TV show appearances, high volume press conference. So in truth, Dan Price may be a partial success, but I think he's probably building himself and getting paid for building himself. Price was involved with his brother in this business, and of course, his brother accuses Price of doing what he's doing simply because he did not wish to share the profits of the business. So there's a lot more involved when you peel this onion away from the top. He was sued in the courts by his brother, although I think some technical reasons the judge may have ruled in favor of Dan. But we need to look a lot deeper into this onion to see what's at the core. But I salute the idea because we can see that people like Amazon and Bezos and all those guys are making a lot of money yet not paying any taxes. So the situation is such that we really need to dig a little deeper.
Okay, well, I'm going to give him all the thumbs up because he has made life better for a whole lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
And I would always say, it doesn't matter what you get over there, as long as we are getting a livable wage, and it seems as if things are looking up for us over here, that's fine too. Because okay, you're the boss. I'm not expecting you're going to be getting the same thing, your ideas or whatever. But once you can look out for the people under you, this world can be much, much better. And I always say,
yep,
everybody look out for their neighbors, this world would be a much better place. A lot of us don't even know who our neighbors are. So, Dan Price, whatever your brother is saying or whoever this and that, just the idea alone is commendable. I wish others can do the same.
Well, we promised to bring Lena Temby to play something from DuPont. I think we should do that too. We're going to end shortly because this guy got fired because he spoke out about the government in which he supports, not only by mouth, but with money. And you're telling me that these governments are getting away with these things. You can't speak, you can't march, they tear gas you when you march, peacefully. They fire you when you speak out against them. And when you speak out against others in their favor, it's all been and good, and you suck up people money. Let's see what we got here.
You call me Boston, I don't care, Dan. I don't care. If I spend $100,000 out of my money, campaign to put this government in place. And people stay way back at the meeting in the car. When election done, they come forward and get all the big jobs. And a lot of people around the government, they're getting more and more money. You know where they're going to spend it? In hell. It's in hell they are never to spend the money. The money don't mean a damn thing to them. A lot of things need to be changed. I call all you, if election call tomorrow, I am voting for Akhil Byron. You know, which ticket and Akhil Byron run on the last election, I not only voted for her, you know, I campaigned for her vigorously at Stanwyck, McQuinn. And I'll tell you something, I would have voted for Stanwyck if it wasn't for something as Marty tell me don't say. The government must come better than what they're doing to us. We employ the government. When I, Carlton, Elroy, Emmanuel, Rastafari, we don't lost the fund, Clark Putty, the goat, spent $100,000 from National Bank, from their account, campaign to put this government there. Not a man said damn word to me since the election done. But all of them who used to stay well behind the chair, so they don't want nobody to see them about unity. They come to get ambassador, all the big job them. And still keeping down people while the bank book gets fast. That make sense? Me spend the money out of my account when me don't work hard for. Campaign, who are you? The clean yard to jump on in. Stupidness. Stupidness.
Okay, I share the point with gentlemen. And in addition to that, the last thing I think he would have said is when he spoke about what happened in the UN. I don't have that clip here in front of me right now. I had it someplace there. This guy, he take up his money, $100,000 plus, and campaign and talk about Douglas and his radio and the government. The same thing he's saying now that they're doing stupidness now. It is alleged that the prime minister tell the station owner, get him off. Next thing he's off, forthwith. You know, I mean, that dictatorship, and you can't do that. And telling me that you can't speak, you can't talk about a government that you support, and the person he say he's going to support, he's going to vote for again, is in the government. So he's not against everybody in the government. The lady he say he's going to vote for if he calls tomorrow is in this government. So others are not doing something right, so he's not supporting the government, but supporting this lady who is in his constituency. Why can't get up and just fire people for those nonsense? All this is happening in St. Nevis. It is wrong. Lynette, if you want to say something, is she still there? Lynette, sit down with us. Quickly, you have 2 seconds before we...
Ivor, can I just chalk up 180-something against Rajasthan with Gaikwad getting 101, that's all.
Oh, okay. That's in the IPL.
In the IPL.
Yes. Okay, well, we're going to have much more of that tomorrow come 6 o'clock. That was the voice of David there bringing in that report. We want to thank you for that, David. So we were going to give Lynette the last word there. Is she still? And then Lynette, send us home quickly. You take over from Mertis. Take off your mute. Leon did call for you. I think you're still there.
Yeah. She's still there.
Well, she's not there. We have 10
hello,
seconds.
Hello, hello, no, hello, hello.
Go ahead and send the song.
Oh, my. Without a warning. Anyway, it was nice being on the show. I enjoyed the full show. I would say a special good morning to Phil. He did not come back on. And tune in tomorrow at 6 p.m. for a continuation of the cricket show. Goodbye.
Thank you so
Thank
much
you very
for
much.
That.
Well, that's all, folks. We are going to be seeing you tomorrow at 6 o'clock in the p.m., like Lynette just reminded you. I want to thank everyone for coming through, especially Dennis in his PJs over there in L.A. Very early for you. Go get a nap now, Dennis. Leon for coming through as usual. David, Cardinal, we want to say hi to Matrice. We know she's doing some other business there with the church, I think. And for those who came by, I did see Idella number, and they want to say good morning to you as well. So we're going to wish you guys a happy October. We're into October month. September's gone, so now we're on to the pumpkin month. I don't like that Halloween stuff, to be honest with you. It's paganism. But it is in there, so let's just go ahead for those who recognize it to say it's the Halloween month. And Leon, I don't know if you have anything to say. I think you should say something in terms of... you have to...
Oh,
after just... $2, and then we will sign off.
$2. I'll ask for a penny, if they have a penny. If everybody who listened to us and gave us $1... We will be grateful, but whatever you folks can do to help, we will appreciate every single kindness that is shared to us. It takes $1 to do something. You can buy something with $1. So P.O. Box 1139, Crawfordville, Florida, The Cricket Show, INC. P.O. Box 1139, Crawfordville, Florida, 32326. Just send all your contribution right there. And we get it. Thank you so much. Have a blessed day. See you tomorrow in the evening at 6 p.m. And tonight, just remember to tune in to the inaugural show, Hall of Fame induction ceremony tonight at 7 on YouTube, Facebook. I think it's going to be on, so Do your best. Good night.
Yes,
good morning.
That's what we have for you from this end here. We want to thank you, Lynn, especially putting everything here together. And I'm invited to that, but I'm not too sure I'm going to make it. I have to umpire again tomorrow. Had a long week in that tournament. As I speak right now, I'm up to it. So maybe as the day goes on, and the sun gets up, because we're in here in my neck of the wood. The mood is not there, to be honest with you. But if I don't go, I will listen to it. I will watch it. It's going to be streamed live. So most I'll go
to Cricket Counts USA is going to bring it as well, too. Map TV will bring it?
Yes, Map. I think Map TV will bring it
okay,
also.
Good.
So it's going to be streamed. So if I go, I'll make sure to say hello to the folks somewhere. I'll get in there somewhere. But I'm invited. I'm not sure I'm going to go all the way to Boca. Well, folks, that's what we have for you, Cardinal. You go on, keep praying for your daughter. We have to make sure we keep her mental faculty intact. It's not easy losing a mother, that young especially. So our prayers are with her. And again, welcome to the month of October with the birthdays. And Cardinal, let me leave you with this. You're in for a run with Leon. When I would have checked the amount of birthdays in September, I don't think you have a chance. I gave up July a long time ago, so I'm going to say that here and now. I'm going to wait, and I'm going to check, because Dennis bought in a few days to help you out, but just, your tail is still wagging. You're not ahead of September. I'm going to say that with all honesty. Well, folks, that's what we have for you. Next week we'll have, as usual, different topics. We'll tell you what's going on around the world. Again, we want to big up those ladies for the charitable contribution they're making to Antigua. And guys, if you can help, let's just do that, because I think that's a real, real worthwhile effort. You have to feed people. And as they ask, swallow your pride, go on out, get a meal. A lot of us, you know, we'd refuse because of pride, but we have to live. And although men should not live by bread alone, we still have to eat some bread. So with that, we're going to end this show. And again, thanks to everybody. Thanks, everyone. May the rest of the day be the best of your day. Good night.